card, though.
Steve's just munching away on some trail mix. That's how we're gonna enter this episode. Hungry, and hopefully we'll fill your appetites with soccer knowledge and fun. I'm Alex. With me, as always, Nate, Steve. Ben says he's rolling in hot. He'll be here.
We'll believe it when we see it.
Yeah, he'll be here in 2 minutes, no doubt. Let's begin. Nate, I just want to ask you what's going on with MLS real quick. I feel like we haven't really touched on that enough.
Well, you know, I MLS is going well. I think there's been a lot of there's been some good games so far. There's been some high scoring games. There's also been kind of like we saw a couple weeks ago with a couple of gaffes. I got the Austin game, and then at the Charlotte game the same week. There are still some the not hot top 10 MLS highlights we get once a week. So there's still some of those, but it's going well. Charlotte FC is we have scored one goal in three games.
Nice.
And we have
hot start. Three games.
And I went to the game last week and it was a lot of fun, but
lower than Montreal on the totem pole.
I think it depends, like, because Montreal's 0-3 as well. Yeah. I don't know how many goals they've scored. We've conceded 3-4.
-5 goal difference. You've got -6, so it's tough.
Damn it.
Gasp.
It's right where you want to be, though, at the beginning of the season. You know, just lure everybody into a false sense of security that they're going to get points off of you.
Yeah, our manager's playing our starting defensive mid at left back and benching our current left back.
There you go.
So it makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, tell me about the guy who the team in France, they're paying 25,000 euros a game in order for him to manage because he doesn't have an A-League license or whatever, UEFA license.
Yeah, we've talked about this guy in the past. Yeah. There's
a little update, please.
Yeah, there's a 30-year-old named Will Still. I can't even make
he's
that
a man.
Up. Yeah, there's a 30-year-old named Will Still who got into coaching by playing Football Manager. got into it from Football Manager, and then did like an apprenticeship based on his knowledge with Football Manager, like an apprenticeship with like a amateur side or something like that, and just did like film and analyst, and then went to like an assistant, and then that manager got sacked, and then he was the one to fill in the shoes of head coach because the head coach got sacked, and then he's just kind of been in doing stuff like that since, and he's not had his coaching license. Fast forward a few years to October 2022, he was the assistant of it's a side in Ligue 1, so top division in France. So
pretty sure it's Reims, right?
Yeah. Pardon my French. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Terrible.
Yeah, a head coach got sacked. He was brought in and was told, hey, just keep us afloat until the World Cup. And the World Cup was in like a month. And he did really well. He smashed it in that time period, and he's been on since. So why he's prevalent now is that he, I believe, equals – what's the record? Or who is the other person?
Oh, it's that guy who I didn't know, Villanova.
Tito Villanova from Barcelona. Villanova from Barcelona. When he was in charge of Barcelona in 2012-2013 season, he has equaled, I believe, a 17-game unbeaten streak. Is it in the same season or is it since being appointed head coach? I can't quite remember. I think since being appointed head coach, he has been on a 17-game unbeaten streak for the Ligue 1 side. And that's sort of stretching from late October 2022 to current day, which is we're in mid-March now. 17 games, all competitions, unbeaten. And that French side, Reims.
That was perfect.
They are paying 25,000 euro fine. They are fronting that. They're eating that up every single game because Will still does not have a the certification, the coaching license to allow him to be a coach at that level. But because he's doing so well, they're eating the fine, which
Will
I think
still
is.
Still will.
Will still willing. Will.
Will. Yeah.
Some great wordplay by my tweet.
1,000 euros.
That was
like,
awesome. Holy shit.
A week?
I don't know if it's a week or if it's a game. Either way, it's roughly the same. But
I think it's per match.
I thought it was per match, yeah.
I mean, well, there's been at least, it's almost 20 games. So yeah. He's 17 unbeaten. I mean, 17 times 25,000, I don't know what that is. But
it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
When you want.
Hey, Google, what's 17 times 25,000?
425,000.
Hey, Alex.
Didn't even listen to me. 425,000. Alex is right. We've always fact checked around these parts. 425, half a milli vanilli on fines for. I can't believe.
Welcome, Ben.
What's up?
What's going on?
Just chilling.
Not much. What's up with you?
Living the dream, repping them blues. You know what I'm saying?
Ben hasn't changed since last week.
No.
He's still wearing the Rangers kit.
Steve, I'm going every day hoping I bump into you. You like ghosted me last week. It's cool.
You even have a long sleeve top.
Oh yeah, man. I gotta be.
Ben, it is hilarious. After you came on and said how cheap they were, I'm not even kidding. As we all know, our phone hears everything. Like. Over the weekend, I get a Facebook ad for like a $20 Rangers top by Castor. I was like, it got Ben.
Where on earth did you even find something like that? What are you a landfill? I don't like.
I'm just a fan of quality football in Scotland. There's only one team in Glasgow.
That's why they lost the.
Dude, they got Scottish a guy named Fashion playing up front for him. I'm sold. McAllister in the net. You can't beat him. Old Blues.
Except that you can in Cup Finals. Yes. They just got drawn Celtic versus that stain on your shirt. Got drawn in the semifinal of, I believe, the FA Cup. Scottish
yeah,
FA
I mean,
Cup.
When there's like four teams in Scotland, you're going to get drawn about 12 times a season. So Old Firm. Just saying, we haven't lost an Old Firm since I've been a diehard Rangers fan. This is actually a direct result of Liverpool, who I will come back to shit.
Well, there hasn't been an Old Firm since you've been a diehard Rangers fan. So,
well, yeah, so I'm
undefeated. It's not called Old Firm anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't want
to. Give it the times, Ben.
Oh, man. Dude, don't cancel me.
I think it's particularly funny how even Celtic's official social media pages don't call it Old Firm. They call it Glasgow Derby.
Yeah, I don't need censoring. I got to tell you guys, on Samsung, our group chat made it into its own bubble.
Game done changed.
Huh?
Thanks.
What?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm not following.
Which conversation? Because I don't know what Alex said.
Samsung what?
Oh, so I got a Samsung because I'm woke. And the group, the P-Chat, if you will, yeah, has its own chat bubble. So now anytime you guys text me, it interrupts.
Ben, we're both green chat. Why are you wearing blue?
Because I win when I want.
Yeah, blue chat, baby. Blue chat, Alex. I finally got it down that it's inverted. I have to go. It's taking me.
It's in Halo.
I need
sticks,
like
man.
Sticky notes. I need like sticky notes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like an arrow.
This is Alex over here. This is Steve over here.
You'll see a lot of coverage of Old Firm coming soon. Just saying. Hey, Nate, Europa League. Did you make it?
No, Ben, I can't hear you. What was that? I can't hear you.
I said Europa League. Are you going to make it? Yeah, Alex frozen. Man. Steve just dropped us. Classic Steve.
Kind of I don't know. If I was in the dugout, I think I might have a better idea of where we're going to finish this season. But after Saturday, I have no flipping idea.
It's wild. Makes no sense.
Pretty good result against Southampton, though.
I did see a cool statistic that no one has hit the woodwork more than Darwin Nunez in the entire Premier League. That's not me being rude. I'm just saying. PremierLeague.com.
It's okay. He was given like a raw gazelle after that game to feast upon. even though he didn't score.
Oh, right. He's got that dog. The dog.
I forgot. Yeah, dog apparently eat gazelle. It's more like Purina.
Oh, he's that yeah.
Like an Iams dog.
Switch brands like three times.
Yeah, bro. I do a lot of market research.
Wait, so
bro,
if,
Stop. Alex.
Yeah.
Are you wearing a shirt from 2006 or 2007? That tournament right there, and the freshest tournament you'll ever hear. Yeah. I got a yellow card in that tournament.
Sorry. Ben, where'd you get that shirt? Did you tell me?
Swear.
The shirt?
Ben.
Yeah, where'd you get that?
Mayor of Glasgow mailed it to me.
Ben, what's where'd you get that shirt?
Castore.com.
What is his first name? What's the first initial in his first name?
Probably William or Gregor or something. I don't know. Maybe he's Irish.
Wow. I was wrong. I missed pronouned the Lord Provost of Glasgow. It is Jacqueline McLaren.
Hey, good for you. It's about time you got with the times. The D&I training after last week really did you wonders. Steve, we missed you last week. There were some shenanigans that we had to address as an organization after 90 minutes hit.
You went out of your way to get that shirt.
Yeah, well, honestly, a pop-up got me. Steve, like, let me get real. I explained this last week. A pop-up on my phone got me. I was like, for $25, I could, or $20, I can mess with Steve. Yeah, done. No problem. Mess with Steve.
Is it real?
Yeah, it's legit. I'm not kidding either. And then they got Nate next. Castore. Is it Castore or Castore?
It's an English brand, so probably Castore.
Alex, I have no idea.
It's whatever you want it to be.
I think that brand's out of Manchester, isn't it?
Are you wearing a snood?
Me?
Yeah.
No, it's like a gator.
Oh, got it. Make snoods
great. It is out of Manchester? Is that what you said, Alex? Is that why you said it?
Yes, out of Manchester. Yes, Debington, to be exact, but Manchester.
Debington.
I don't think it has a pronouncer, but I would say Castore.
Yeah.
Give it a little.
Hey, really quick, if Ben's going to make fun of Darwin Nunez and call him I forgot what you called him. Does that mean Rashford is like an Olympic diver?
It could be, but if you like want to go stat to stat there, let's pull that up.
I'm sorry.
Let's go blow for blow. How many goals has Nunez got next to Rashford?
Well, Nunez has only been here.
Oh, got it. Not as many. Okay. I will say, Casemiro has more red cards than anyone else this season. Straight reds. Pretty happy about that.
Was it two reds in three games? All right.
He's been a naughty boy.
Two reds in three games.
I can't believe he's crying over it. What a little bitch.
All competitions. Not like Prem, but.
Prem. I think it's Prem.
Rashford has scored 14 goals in 26 Premier League games.
That's pretty good. That's a Labrador statistic there. How about Nunez?
Nate, where'd you get your hat?
I got it from a website called Selly Hockey. Shout out, be our sponsor, Selly Hockey, even though we're a soccer podcast. Yeah.
The soccer podcast is brought to you by hockey.
His hat says Trinidad and Tobago Hockey.
You didn't know they have like an all-star Olympic team. You ever heard of Cool Runnings? It's like Cool Runnings, but for hockey.
That's not the same at all, but yes.
I don't have a response to that.
Darwin Nunez scored 8 goals in 20 matches in the Premier League.
That's also pretty good.
Well, he has a lot of goals in all bulldog. He set him up like by like 12 or 13 all comps, I think more than that.
He does have 7 goals in 4 Champions League matches, which is wrong way around. 4 Champions League goals in 7 matches.
I think like 3 of those came. Good. I think he got 2 of those came in like 1 game.
He also has a Community Shield goal. So,
yeah, and that was when he
and now you know
scored in like the 20th minute and took his shirt off like he scored. He scored the winner in the World Cup final.
The presumption.
I knew at that moment what we had on our hands. I knew that we had an absolute.
Hey, you want to hear like the biggest flop of a signing ever? Weghorst. It doesn't make sense. They've subbed him off the last 3 games in the last 2 games in the first half.
Yeah. It was a strange one at the when they bought him. It was strange. It's clearly he's clearly a you're Dutch, I'm Dutch. Let's go Dutch.
We know each other. Yeah.
Is that nepotism?
No, only if they're related. Yeah. We'll come back to nepotism later. USSF, you've been put on radar.
I'm ready to go. National team drama.
Yo, they dropped those. You guys see the Twitter today?
Yeah.
So you're saying she likes my shoes? We'll come back. Got a nice little intro to that. But thanks there, Steve. I'm starting with me and you. I don't know where you guys are at in your conversation. I just hijacked it. I'm the captain now.
okay.
Man, you got beat by a ref over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw that. Rashford's dive was terrible. I will just start with that. But there was
a moment. He did not trip over his foot. Okay.
He clipped his heels, and it probably was on purpose. I'm just choosing to believe he did it on accident and thought he got tripped. In real time, from the angle of the camera, it looked like a PK. And the minute they like showed you a different angle, you're like, "Oh god, he's like 10 feet away." And I just cussed out.
He did time it very well. When you looked at it from the other angle, from his back,
right?
He timed it. I mean, pretty well.
Great dive.
And it's classic. We give him a 9. From one angle, it was a great dive. From the other angle, it was not even.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't get booked. In fairness, but there's two things that the reffing was just god awful. Like, United shouldn't put themselves in a place where they're beat by a ref. But literally, Fernandez, like, beat a winger or beat someone down the wing, put a ball in, and a center back had slipped and fallen in the box. I don't know if you saw the picture. And his hands are down, and there's someone running on behind that guy, and the ball just hits him square in the arm. And then they didn't even do anything about it. And Ten Hag is in the press. Ten Hag called the Premier League soft, by the way. He first off said the refereeing is so inconsistent in the Premier League, it needs to be addressed. And then he went on to say that, tell me how Casemiro's never seen a straight red in his career, and he's now seen two in this league. It does not make sense.
I can't remember his first one. The most recent one, in my opinion.
The first one was when he choked someone.
It was a close red card. I don't think he's a malicious guy. I don't think either were malicious. But the most recent one, his foot was above the ball.
Yeah.
And
you
it
got
was
still framed, man. He got still framed. There's nothing wrong with that tackle. He's gone over the ball, but he's cleared the ball out. I'll take a yellow. A red's too harsh. Like, honestly, like physics of bouncing off the ground will do that to you. It's not like he had 2 feet up in there. He literally hit the ball.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he was not trying to hurt it, but I do think, I mean, it happens.
I don't know. I just want to see the consistent call, right? Like, go over and take a look at that handball in the box. That's not a red. It's accidental. No one's getting booked for that, but, like, you just interrupted a goal-scoring opportunity. And then what was the other thing I was going to say? Yeah, United can't win. They don't have a solid lineup. For some reason, they've got some faith in this Wiggy guy. That makes sense, guys, at all.
Talking about Bogost.
Do you guys see Maguire? I don't know if you guys watched the Man U game on Sunday. Maguire, like, interrupted a quick throw-in by throwing another ball in the field from the bench. Like, Maguire's just that desperate to play. He's like, oh! Yeah, card me, I dare you.
Like, has he played?
Yeah, he came on.
When's the last time he played?
He came on Sunday.
When's the last time he started?
Oh,
I feel like he's only had a handful after the World Cup.
Yeah, he's been put on notice that he can leave. I just think his price tag is going to be too high for anyone to buy him. It's your next Phil Jones.
Well, you guys are definitely not going to break even on him, that's for sure. But I think you got. I think you could get. Depends on where he goes. I think at least 35, 40, depending on who's buying him.
He's not bad.
I've seen rumors of 50
mil. Tough rap. Tossed around. He's pretty good on the ball.
50 mil. Like,
in fairness, he can distribute when he gets the ball in at his feet. Varane looks lost. But ultimately, yeah, my review of Man United, they get a 3-star performance. Rashford, dive of the year. And they left, what's the kid's name? I always call him Bruno Garnacho. It's not his name. 49.
Garnacho.
Garnacho
probably broke a metatarsal. I got to look that up and find out if he's actually that hurt.
I think he's pretty good.
He got smoked. It looked bad. So that was another PK, by the way. Player went through both of his legs, didn't touch the ball, but because the ball was like 3 feet in front of him, they didn't even look at it. It was essentially almost stretchered off, refused, tried to keep playing. It took him 10 minutes to get him off the pitch, and he couldn't run. And it was just dumb. Like, pull him off immediately. Fred came on, looked lost. Yeah, I'm back to being frustrated. But the refereeing, just atrocious.
I wonder if Southampton are going to stay up this year. They've kind of just not really – I need to see where they're on the table. I mean, they're only 2 points off getting out of relegation. It's going to be a good finish this year.
Table.
It's going to be a really good finish.
You know, United are still in position to
get
in the mix for the Premier League.
Did I misthink that we're going into an international break?
16 points?
I hope so.
That's a lot of drop points on top of them.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. You need Arsenal to lose 5. Let me rephrase. Arsenal have 5 losable games. Man City do not. They have 1, and I think it's Newcastle.
Yeah, you're welcome, Alex. Let you guys leapfrog us again. And now you have a game in hand. I'm ready for the season to be over.
Why is that?
Because I'm not enjoying it.
What are they going to do to resolve Liverpool's woes? Like, what is it? They get like they conquer a mountain and then they fall straight down.
New in hand over midfielders. Top. Think so.
New midfielders. That's the answer.
They're getting too old?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think I was like laughing hysterically when we brought on Milner in like the 60th minute. I could not believe that I didn't even know he was on the bench, and we brought him on ahead of Carvalho to change the game. I just don't get it. That one's where I just don't understand Klopp all the time. I trust him. He's a football genius, but bringing on Milner. He does have his loyalties. He likes his English stalwarts, that's for sure. His passion merchants.
Garnacho is expected to be out for 5 or 6 games minimum. It's on crutches.
Five or six games? Was it a broken metatarsal? Is that's
no,
that's
it looks like it was an ankle sprain.
Okay.
But again, it's crazy. Sorry to interrupt there, Nate. You guys see Southampton's free kick taker is up there with David Beckham's.
Yeah, Ward-Prowse. Yeah,
Yeah, it was nasty. He can move the ball. That snuck up on me.
Are you just now discovering James Ward-Prowse?
Yeah, I choose not to pay attention to Southampton for pretty good reason, in fairness. Like,
guy's a beast.
Okay. Yeah, it was unreal.
I think he's one shy. I think David Beckham in his entire career with the Premier League, I think scored, double check, but I think it's 17 free kicks, some of that. And Ward-Prowse is, I believe, one shy, but Ward-Prowse also has a good amount of years ahead of him in terms of, don't know, because Southampton. Southampton might be out of the Premier League here. Okay, 18.
Beckham is 18.
And you should go to Liverpool. There you go.
No. yeah, Ward-Prowse is one short. Yes, he's a 17. I mean, I do. All right, so how many more games we got left?
Like 6, like, 7. Like
8?
6. Am I wrong? How many games in the Premier League season?
38.
Yeah. All right, never mind. 11.
Yeah.
Sorry. My bad. I thought it was
35. I mean, so he's got to get 2. 2 to have the record, and that record, I don't know who's third place for that. I couldn't even think of
Premier League.
Such a specific stat. Premier League free kick goals all time record.
I was Stevie looking G at 10, which really surprises me.
I think Henri might be in like top 5.
He might be top 3.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think he's up there.
Him and Cristiano Ronaldo and Gianfranco Zola all tied at 12 for third place.
Yeah.
Then you have Laurent Robert. at 11, Sebastian Larson at 11, Morten Gamps Pedersen, and Ian Hart at 10.
Ian Hart.
Morten Gamps Pedersen, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
So. Yeah. I was looking the other day at players of the month all time. And that was pretty interesting. I don't know if you guys have seen that. But Bruno Fernandes has 4 so far in his career. 3 of them have come this season, which is pretty unreal.
What a legend. Like,
what
that
a
guy's a legend, man.
Did he throw a fit when he didn't get it, like 1 month? Or?
I don't know. It's possible, man. There's probably feeding
I don't think any of them like that guy in here besides you. And the only reason you like him is because he's on your team now.
Who's this?
Not sure if he will be at the end of the season or the next season, but.
Is Miggy back? Kind of, did he break the curse?
He did. Banger. Yeah, I guess he did. So 80th minute winner.
If you guys had to guess, who do you think has the most ever Premier League Players of the Month? It's a tie between two players.
The most Premier League.
You got to go like who's ever had the most longevity. You know, that's like one.
When did they even start giving it out?
I don't know. When the Prem start 30 years ago?
92.
This is the 30th year, right? I'm going to say it's 30th year. Stop Googling it, Alex. You're cheating ass.
Is it Rashford? Hey,
Ben. Get out of here, Ben.
It's not Rashford.
Oh, no. Rashford's being talked about because he's gotten consecutive.
Having a good season.
That's right. It's because of how many Player of the Month awards he's gotten in one season.
In fairness, when you hear the number,
yeah,
it will bring it like to a little bit more weight, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's so,
who we got?
Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry is tied with Marcus Rashford.
Ooh, is Stevie G up there?
Stevie G is third place, but because of a tie in first, Stevie G is tied with Cristiano Ronaldo.
I keep thinking of like Wayne Rooney populates my head.
It's not. He's behind Cristiano and Stevie.
Is it like a modern era?
There's one and one. One retired. I don't know if he's retired. One not playing and one current.
Number one, surprising. I just looked it up. Sorry. make you eat your own medicine there. I'm not going to say it though if we want to keep guessing, but that's kind of surprises me, but. Just with all the other players on the list.
Is it Mohamed Salah?
No, he's a ways down there.
Tied with Jermaine Defoe.
Rashford. No.
It's not in the same. No, it's not.
It's not Harry Kane. Number one hardware.
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, okay. And then also tied with him is Sergio Aguero. That's 7 a pop, but they have 7. Think about that. And Rashford's at 4 in a season, essentially. Like, if he continues at this rate, he'll be up in the top 5 before you know it. Jamie Vardy has 4. There's a lot of notables at 4. Fernandez,
English bias.
4. Vardy, English Henry, bias. Bergkamp, Lampard, Scholes, Shearer all have 4. With 5, you got RVP, Wayne Rooney, Cristiano. Stevie G is at 6 with Cristiano, and then Sergio Aguero and Harry Kane. Thought that was surprising. I would have thought someone had more than 7.
Yeah, that's
it's pretty dominant.
Like I said, I was surprised.
7 in a year.
I was surprised that
the total ever, like all time.
Oh, it's surprising that that like even
you tell me Shearer didn't get more than 5. He had 4.
Yeah.
At some point, I feel like they stop giving it out of the same guy after a while.
It's employee of the month. You can't give employee of the month to the guy who got it last month.
That's exactly what I'm trying to. Exactly.
They're starting to throw away that rule book now. But back then, they ran a tight ship back then. You couldn't do that.
Tight ship. Back when you could tackle in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that was it. People were out injured more often because of bone crunching tackles. They couldn't win player of the month.
Include the sabbatical Shearer needed to go on for rehab.
Right.
Yeah. Oh boy. Looking at the rest of the league, as we have what we say 11 games left.
Yeah.
How are we doing for Golden Boot? we've essentially handed it over, right? Like we've decided.
Just Erling Haaland. Everybody's going for second.
Yeah. I think Erling Haaland is winning by like 15.
Yeah.
Like no joke.
How much flack is being talked about him? It's almost like
had a weird. He kind of phased out after the World Cup.
He did drop off. Like
he's still performing, but like he had such a strong start that he started so far ahead. He's still scoring. He's not scoring in bunches.
Harry Kane's catching up.
Yeah.
Harry Kane's only 8 goals behind.
It's almost
if you put a golden boot when you move to England or a Premier League in front of Harry Kane, I feel like he would probably choose the golden boot.
Yeah, because he's a absolute pleb.
Yeah. Steve, you say it's toxic when you move to England.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Say that again.
Celtic scarf on.
Yeah, Erling Haaland has 28 goals.
Jude Bellingham, stay away for as long as you can.
From City. Yeah, stay away from City, please.
They all have the same affliction.
Ivan Toney.
Yeah. Having a season, quietly. 15 goals.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Didn't get picked for the World Cup. He also, I think he, I don't know if it was pled guilty or admitted to all of those gambling instances a couple of weeks ago. We didn't touch on that.
Joey Barton, his bookie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's anyway. Yeah. Ben, I'm glad you joined, unlike Gary Lineker this weekend on Match of the Day.
I actually offered to cover for him on the BBC. I'm pretty pissed off.
Yeah, I'm down to dive into that for a minute. That was pretty interesting.
I'm adequately prepared. Some listeners have requested it.
Yeah. So I did for those of you listening in America, Match of the Day is there's no way to describe it. It's kind of like SportsCenter Top 10. But non-stop. It's the only way that a lot of people in England get to see what happened in the matches across England. So here in America, we get to watch basically every match if you pay a little premium fee on your cable subscription. And it's pretty sweet. In England, that's not the case. They kind of make that so that you actually go to matches, which is a nice thing and a little bit of a curse at the same time, unless you pay exorbitant fees to watch it.
For like Sky, right?
Sky or BT. Yeah. And even then, there are certain matches that they haven't been carrying, and people are pissed off about that.
It's impossible to watch all games if you live in England.
Yeah. So anyway, Match of the Day, it's on the BBC. Get to watch it. What is it, 10, 11 o'clock at night? Whatever. They go through all the games. Great show, great punditry. It's Gary Lineker, Alan Shearer, and Ian Wright, mostly. That's like the A team.
It's a good group.
Yeah, so Gary Lineker put out a tweet this past week in which he criticized the British government's stance on asylum and asylum seekers coming into the country.
There's a reform going on, right? The British Foreign Affairs Minister put out something along the lines of, we have a new policy. If you come into the country via boat across the channel, you'll be deported with no entrance ever in your lifetime.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what the actual underlying
what verbiage was used, but that was pretty close.
Yeah. And Gary Lineker essentially, you know, put out a tweet saying, like, you know, this is inhumane, we should be like taking care of, you know, the most needy people that come to us, or something to that effect. The BBC has a policy that's like very, they like to be middle of the road, no opinion either way, and they kind of de facto have that for anybody that's on their air.
All BBC.
Well, Gary Lineker is not really a news guy. He's somebody that's obviously in sports. Interestingly, when the BBC did the coverage of the Qatar World Cup, they did have him come on air and say some very targeted, you could call it opinionated, commentary on what was going on in Qatar, much needed, I thought, but just sort of an instance of where they allowed it in one instance, but in this instance they weren't okay with it, what he said on Twitter. Anyway, whole thing, they pulled him off air. They put out some statement that was like, the BBC did, that was like, you know, we're basically talking to him or something like that, like about his
they said he has Twitter stepped policy. Down from the show.
Yeah, they made it seem like it was like his decision or something. Yeah. And Gary Lineker, to his credit, was like, no. Like,
not on.
Yeah, he was like, actually, like, you know, this is like something that I want to talk to them about. Like, I want to be able to do this. Anyway, so because of that, Alan Shearer, Ian Wright, anybody that was an alternate, Jermaine Genius.
Guy sucks. Yes. He's so bad.
They came to us. We said no. You know, everybody said no.
I told them maybe the first time that I told them no the second time.
Yeah. They told everybody no for working on Match of the Day. So I guess Match of the Day was actually just a 20-minute program at the end of the night, and they only played the games.
With no music. So they didn't do the music.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything. So I will say, Alex, you are missing kind of a large part.
Yeah,
he did compare the English government to Nazis. That did come to light in all of this. Like, we didn't brush that by.
Yeah, the verbiage was comparing it to really, Germany in the 1930s.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really good rule in news reporting, right? Like, I like the BBC News because they don't give me their opinion. They just do that. That being said, in sport, it's a different company, but it's not, right? Falls under that same umbrella, which is really, really interesting. And the way they did try paint it as if it, like, they essentially made it look like he wrote a suicide note, right? Like, he was like, well, yeah, he really just needs a break. Apparently he's stepping down.
Yeah.
Good on Gary Lineker for doing that. He did apologize though, didn't he?
No, he hasn't apologized, but he is apparently going to be back. I think the early reports were, and then I think he put out a tweet that was actually really great.
I think he thanked those that supported him.
Yeah, a final thought, however difficult the last few days have been, it simply doesn't compare to having to flee your home from persecution or war to seek refuge in a land far away. It's heartwarming to have seen the empathy towards the plight from so many of you. We remain a country of predominantly tolerant, welcoming, and generous people. Thank you.
So I heard an interview
today. So handled it about as well as he could.
Yeah, walked right back to it. In fairness, he went to he went to a Leicester City game with his kids over the weekend, and that's what he did instead. I do think they need to figure out how to televise Match of the Day in the States. It would be.
I would love that. I've been a proponent of that obviously for a long time.
Didn't they try at the very beginning of like when NBC had it? Like they kind of did a crossover or something.
I think they tried their own version of it, though.
Yeah.
Like, they tried to Americanize it. It was probably like the Coca-Cola Soccer Day bullshit. Like,
Soccer Day.
Yeah, we kick balls. Like,
that's our new morning show,
by the way. Extravaganza of Soccer Time.
That'll be our new weekly show.
We're here to talk
5 minutes every morning. Coca-Cola Soccer Ball.
Sorry,
that just sounds cringe.
Well, you're part of it, Steve, so what I
it was your idea. Just let you know that was Steve's intellectual property that we just stole.
Speaking of people that went out to go see matches, did you see Mick Jagger at the Arsenal-Fulham match? Or was it Arsenal?
Did he move like Jagger?
Yeah. No, he had a hat that said DILF. So today I was going to wear my DILF sweatshirt, but I don't know, it's in the wash.
It was dirty.
Yeah,
you've been doing DILF things and that DILF
Yeah.
Whoa, hey yo! Lots of mowing lawns and that
could be taken many ways, Nate.
Ripping white claws in the driveway,
plowing fields.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they did the right thing in bringing Gary Lineker back.
What were they gonna do? They're gonna fire Gary Lineker? It'd be like riots in the street.
Yeah.
Dude, they were interviewing these people, and they're like, "Oh, I don't really watch football, but he's the footballer that like asking people how they know about him."
Yeah,
and they're like, "Well, I don't watch football, but like, so football, right?" A lot of people remember him from the Walker's Crisp days. It's back when they used to put like 20-pound notes in random bags of chips.
Pooping himself, and it's
so gross.
Somebody had to bring it up.
Yeah,
I was shocked it was Steve.
What'd you say, Steve?
I said I remember him from the pooping himself days.
Yeah, it sounds like he was there again this past weekend. How does Alan Shearer have time to do Match of the Day and be on NBC in the States?
Airplanes, man.
I don't think he's
actually not watching.
He's not on NBC as much as he. I know at the beginning of the season he was more.
Okay. Steve's down.
Steve's dead.
Steve's dead.
Did he say airplanes?
Just saying, he changed his name to BBC and he's out. You guys are rude. I would just like to say this is workplace harassment, and I'm above it.
Ben, you know they have satellites, right? Like you could be anywhere, and kind of like this show.
You guys aren't in the other room.
House? Aren't we doing like Big Brother? Are we not all in the same house?
How is Steve in Michigan?
He is. GFY, Alex. GFY.
Read a book, dude. Just read a book.
Yeah, whatever. Newcastle wins one game. All the confidence in the world.
Speaking of books, I have a book that you should read, Ben, and it's right here.
Is it the Bible?
It's a book on your favorite
color.
Man United player, Paul Roy Parker. And it's
who is your favorite?
Man United tackles player. Like a ferret.
Steve, I got to come to your house one day. Like, I just want to know what kind of soccer memorabilia.
Or word by Sir Alex Ferguson.
We're going to put in for federal funding to turn that house into a museum. And we'll have a Sex Panther cave. We'll have where the magic.
We could have quite the revenue stream if we were to charge admission.
I don't think we're going to do that. But, like, come on.
I will.
Your question was, who's your favorite Man United player of all time?
Yeah, it's Paul Parker, the guy who tackles like a ferret. It's
probably David Beckham. Shortly followed by Roy Keane.
I'm pretty sure it's Paul Parker.
Yeah, no.
Which hair is David Beckham?
Which era?
Which haired?
Mohawk.
I think every player's skinhead era is awesome. Like, I know Beckham had one. Rooney had one. Stevie had one. I think Scholes had one his entire career. Kind of.
Well, he's ginger. So, like.
Yeah. They've all had good ones. Didn't Rio? Rio had like really, really short hair at one point as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Bald. Yeah, he was for a sec.
Yeah. Skinhead era, always fun.
Yeah, I see that a lot these days.
What was that?
You don't see a lot of those these days.
Ten Hag.
No, Jack Wilshere. Jack Wilshere always had a little high and tight.
Yeah, that's because he's.
But he never actually had it.
Actively in and out of the system.
Yeah, Kyle hardly had an era.
Yeah, he's retired now.
Has he officially retired?
Yeah, he's part of Arsenal's Arsenal's like youth training or youth coaching.
Is he giving setup cigarettes to the kids or something? That guy was always smoking cigarettes. Which is fine. I'm just saying it for a guy who hardly played a lot.
Yeah, he walks up to the,
not seen with the way to get
the
back
field on Saturday with a Red Bull and a butt in the hand, like.
Yeah, him and Jamie Vardy having a party.
Yeah, they should make an Eastbound and Down English version about
for soccer.
Yeah, but with Jack Wilshere as the premise.
I think Jamie Vardy would be better, but they're both.
Jamie Vardy's troll celebrations are hilarious. Have you seen those?
Well, I love like the one he did against Crystal Palace, where he was like the eagle, like that, and then for the Wolves, he was like doing the. right to the fans, right to the opposing
fans.
Lad.
It's great.
He must have had so many coins thrown at him over the years.
Alex, are Newcastle back?
They're in good shape, for sure. They got two games in hand over Tottenham. They seem to be back to scoring. We were talking, Nate, last week about Alex Izak. He got the start this last match against Wolves. And had a great goal, great header, and just seemed to really put in a lot of. I think he had like really good link up play with Alan St. Maximum of all players. It was like kind of like unlocking the code, kind of trying to figure out who works well with each other, and that seems to be one that worked. And then Miggy didn't get a start for the first time I think all season. Came off the bench, scored super an 80th sub. Minute winner. Yeah, super sub. Kind of. Gave like a crazy Colombian drug lord sort of face after scoring the goal with the fans. It was perfect. All around good match. It's 2-1 on paper. the goal that we gave away was so sloppy and just, it was stupid. Wouldn't really have gone in any other way. If it weren't for a defending mistake, but I think that realistically we should have walked away with that one. You know, you're disappointed to not have walked away with like four goals in that game.
Dude, 3 points is all that matters right
but
now.
Three, yeah. I mean, listen, it's the punchline I forgot about last week for Nate, just to bring him back down to reality after winning 7-0 over Man U. It's only still 3 points. 1-0, 7-0.
Man United. That's what yeah. that means. That's exactly yeah. how that works.
That works. Whatever you need. but yeah, it's we're just in good shape. I think we have Nottingham Forest on Friday night game. So that should be a game.
5-0.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a game that we should win, so we'll probably lose. And yeah, it sets us up to be, I think realistically, we should be aiming for fourth spot. Which was, again, as I brought up last week, it's a little bit of a disappointment from where we were in second place. But it's fine. Shoot for top four, I think.
Hey, if Brighton win the three games they have in hand, they're in they're in fourth place.
It's not happening.
You don't think?
Nah.
Who do they got? They got United?
They got Crystal Palace coming up. Brighton, Crystal Palace is always chippy, tough.
I don't know. I like Brighton. Yeah, they're both terrible. You got United, Crystal Palace, and
they're both terrible. Brentford. Brighton's going to be top four.
And Brentford.
Yeah. God, like, Bournemouth's terrible. I could see
United losing to they're pretty bad. The bottom of the table, there's 5 points between 50. Or, I'm sorry, there's 3 points between 15th and 20th.
Yeah. Who do we think's going down?
West Ham. I hope West Ham, and I hope West Ham take Moyes with them.
It's currently Bournemouth, Leeds, and Southampton.
Steve, I really think it's going to be Leeds. And it's just not working for him. The whole American experiment. I mean, losing Rafinha, which is always going to happen, that's killed him. Losing their manager midseason, who tried to have his way and try to make his own mold of a team in the transfer market. Now he's gone. I'll put it out there, Leeds for sure. Unfortunately, I don't want it.
I think Leeds, Bournemouth, West Ham.
Everton, maybe?
Hopefully. I hope. I'd like to see one of them go down.
It'd be kind of funny.
I'd like...
they would dominate the championship, though.
Oh, you got to kind of include Everton in this mess because everyone else has 26 points or 26 games played.
Yeah.
So that game in hand.
That's a massive...
That's a scenario.
That's a huge.
Yeah, because there are 27, 25 points. Yeah. Every team under them, when they play that makeup game, can surpass that. Sucks to suck. You almost had it. I really want Moyes to go down. Because if he gets fired, he's going to be in the Prem next year.
Yeah. What's crazy is there's almost like a table of two halves. I mean, haha, of course there is. But like, really, first through 11th, yeah, 11th place Villa have 35 points, and then 12th place Crystal Palace have 27.
It's a big old 8 points right there. Yeah,
it's just not a surmountable gap in the coming weeks. I feel
Chelsea are like in sneaky position to get in the mix too. They got a game in hand.
I don't know, 37 points. Oh, you mean to get in the, like 40 the top
points
six?
Though? They got 40 yeah. points on 27. Nah, you're right. There's too much for them to do there. Yeah. I mean, Brentford somehow has two games in hand, too. Yeah, I'm rooting on Brighton. I want Brighton to knock Liverpool, Tottenham, and Newcastle out of the top four.
Okay.
And I want Graham Potter to have to explain it to me. I want Graham Potter to have to be like, this is where I went wrong.
What gets him sacked this season? What place? What trophies are they in? I mean, if they finish, they're 10th. So, but if they finish outside Europa, is he going to get sacked? I mean, obviously it's Chelsea; they'll do anything. If you don't win the league, they'll sack you. Yeah. But I mean, is that if they finish 7th or 8th? I mean, he's gone, yeah. right? I mean, he's got to be.
He'll be.
What's the owner's name?
Bowley.
Todd Bowley.
I don't think he gets it. I don't think he understands what sport he's watching yet.
Well, I'm liking his patience thus far. I feel like Abramovich, any large like international break or like this like winter break, he's like, "Oh, you're sacked. Oh, like, oh, you've lost two games yet.
Yeah. First opportunity,
you're done." And now I feel like someone's gotten Bully's ear. He's like, "Hey, we need to shake off this stigma of
being terrible."
And now it's just clearly not.
I saw that Christian Pulisic's like just getting shit on Twitter, just being overrated. Like they're like, when are we gonna realize that he's not that caliber of player, and move him on to a club like Leeds?
I would love to see him starting. I think after the World Cup, we saw that he didn't have his best World Cup. I would love to see him playing week in, week out for like 3-4 months straight. And he's, I mean, like playing like every single game, at least 70 to 80 minutes a game. Then after that 3 to 4 months, if he's got a couple goals, a couple assists,
perfectly reasonable analysis.
Okay. Then we can call it on him. How old is he even?
25-ish.
I'm saying he's 24.
So next World Cup would be 28, 29.
It's past it.
It still might not even be his last one.
He's 24.
No. 24. Damn.
I don't know. I don't think ill of Pulisic. I didn't like the way he answered my question when I spoke to him back in Nissan Stadium. I felt like he had an attitude.
Were you a little cheeky?
No, I wasn't. I was making friends. I asked him if he'd add me on Facebook. Just so you know, that's not true. He's been linked to Man United. And I'm like, why would we take him? And it's not he's not good. It's more like, who are you going to replace him with? Like, where is he going to play? He needs like a mid-table.
Where should he go? I've seen him linked. I think I've seen him linked to
everyone.
AC Milan.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know where he would be. I don't know. I would love it. If he goes to AC Milan, I'm getting that shirt because I like their shirts.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd probably be the coolest American jersey to date.
Or what about a Dempsey Fulham jersey? They had a weird sponsor one of those.
They
years.
Play in a cottage.
Like, visit Florida.
Cool about them.
Well, there's one that I saw online recently. It was when Fulham had Pizza Hut as their sponsor.
Yeah.
It was so ugly, but it also worked. So it just looked good.
It's like a retro jersey on accident.
Wherever Christian Pulisic does go, it'd be nice to see him go somewhere where he can be. I don't know if the star of the show is the phrase that I'm looking for, but Christian Pulisic needs consistency. That's what the guy needs. He needs consistency, and he also needs to somehow be fit. Because he just peaks. He goes like this, and his peaks are really amazing. But then when he's just got inconsistent form, whether that's down to the shuffling of things at Chelsea or if that's down to his own fitness levels or if that's a combination of both, something else I haven't mentioned. He needs consistency. So he just needs to be playing as much as possible. And I think that guy would not only continue to achieve those peaks that I mentioned, but I think he has the potential still at 24 to maybe even increase those, heighten those peaks. I don't fucking know. I think he can get better. I think he can get better.
Peaks.
He can peak the peaks. A little bit of peakception I think he's capable of. So, wow. I'll tell you what.
Beautiful.
If that kit didn't have that red trim on the collar and the sleeves, that logo would be lost.
I think
what year was
high school sponsor. What was that?
What year was that?
2001, 2002.
Nice.
Did you just pull that out of nowhere, Ben? Holy shit, that was impressive.
It's on there. It literally fucking says it. You sent it.
Oh. I'm just trying to compliment you, man.
Nice assist there, Nate.
I always got your six, bro.
I know.
But,
sorry.
Yeah, I think if Pulisic leaves Chelsea, I think that's probably good for all parties. I don't see his situation changing at Chelsea.
I cannot wait for the third book he puts out. Like the second book's going to be about his reimagining, and his third book's going to be like, all right, here's what you don't do in my shoes. And I'm ready for that book.
I think him changing scenery is good, but Man United is not the place to go.
Agreed. Completely agreed. I think he belongs at a Fulham. Like, I think he belongs mid-table, maybe Palace, Brighton, someone like that gets him, where he can be with, like, up-and-coming players. The reality is, though, I think he needs to take, like, a year off from the U.S. men's team. And, like, not because of anything wrong with the U.S. men's team, but I think he gets just smoked playing locally. They should be able to qualify without him, and they should save his legs. Because the minute he goes and plays against, like, I don't know, Trinidad and Tobago.
If we got to drop him to the U.S. men's to save his legs, we got to, like, count him out of being our Captain America. Because if you can't play every U.S. men's game.
He shouldn't. You should not play your best players in all your games at the national level. You should try out talent. You should cycle people through. Yeah,
U.S. men's have a tendency to drop points against,
but like with Pulisic in that
line, Tobago, you don't need Pulisic
playing in that game, right? Right. That I just think that would be the best thing for his career. So, in my prelude to his third book, I'll put that in there. Just let you know, I'm a ghostwriter for Pulisic. Are we ready for
the Berhalter, the
life alert? Kind of. It's not Berhalter though.
Okay. You ready?
You
ready?
Sure. Let's do this.
Recently, when I became deathly ill, I was able to summon an ambulance, my next door neighbor, my family, and my doctor without picking up a telephone.
So Life Alert changed it up on us this week. Sadder story this week for some reason. Did not queue up the right minute of the ad. Just know Life Alert. It's there for you when you need it. And it's also there for Daniel Reyna. Daniel Reyna, the Life Alert person of the week. Meanwhile, while we're talking about SS England and the BBC and real problems, world problems in the Premier League, we got Daniel Reyna pretty much making the Jersey Shore Girls soccer mom documentary.
SS England.
Yeah, you heard me. could have been a lot different. Too far? Thanks. And I've been censored. I'm not going to apologize to the podcast. This is a free speech podcast. Anyway, Daniel Reyna, the whole document came out of the U.S. Soccer Federation's thorough investigation of the Greg Berhalter situation. And in there is basically Daniel Reyna blackmailing Greg Berhalter and U.S. soccer for not playing their kid. And it is the most disgusting thing I've seen in sports ever. But if there's not something that defines U.S. soccer more than this incident, it's Alexi Lawless's hair. But it's this incident. It's the most American soccer thing I've ever seen. So Life Alert Person of the Week is Daniel Reyna.
Did really you see the text from Claudio to Brian McBride about, my family is fed up, angry, and done with you, and don't expect any more nice comments and yada from us and yada, 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 and something talked about the USSF being a clown show and stuff. Does Claudio Reyna think that like life is just like the Godfather? Like he's just part of like,
No.
Do you see the meme? Like he is some. I can't buy
that joke. Here's where I'm offended. You've just triggered me. No, he doesn't. He thinks if you have money and you come from a certain select group of people, you get to play professional sports in America.
Brian, you'll come to me in the time of need.
Hey,
that's pretty good. What you did there, Steve.
Did you see?
Don't say we're not entertaining.
Well, first of all, the report did confirm the news reports. Greg Berhalter did kick his wife. I mean, she was his girlfriend.
Was she playing footy?
No. And that was all real. But the one quote I thought that was kind of interesting from. Was it Reyna's mom? I can make one phone call and do one interview, and his cool sneakers and bounce passes will be gone,
bro.
That's so Reyna's mom.
So many moms.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant Claudio's mom. That's what I thought you meant. I was like, bro, where do we stop? Where does it stop?
Grandma Abuela Reyna.
Grandma Reyna.
Steve, if you could do that in your
could you do a reading Godfather for us? Voice? You can find it on our Twitter. It's on our Twitter page.
I can make one phone call and do one interview, and his cool sneakers and bounce passes will be gone.
That's for our Patreon subscribers. They'll be able to get that exclusive content on SwiftKicks, SwiftKickspod.com.
I wish you made that.
Did you just
wait? So, and just real quick, just to touch on the last thing that she said. So when I read that quote today, didn't she already do that? I know she didn't have a proper interview. Didn't she?
Yeah, but no. So Nate, that's the interviews of the reporting parties internal. So like that's just the document that shows everything. So they interviewed someone that got brought up by the person at US Soccer. But like no one's really questioning the fact that Berhalter was hired by his brother. Like, can we just pause? Like,
yeah.
The bigger problem here is that this
literally one of the first comments was like Berhalter's talking shit about someone else's family. Like he is ultimate nepo hire. Yeah. I mean, yes.
Moise. Yeah.
We need more than an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also the fact that they said that there was it didn't meet the legal definition of extortion or what's the other one?
Blackmail.
Blackmail. Correct. Thank you.
It's pretty close.
Claudio Reyna to U.S. Men's National Team GM Brian McBride. You guys don't even know what we know about Greg. Danielle to an unnamed U.S. soccer employee. Once this tournament is over, I can make one phone call and give one interview, and his cool sneakers and bounce passes will be gone. How is that not?
Greg sat there and like, I do have cool sneakers. It is extortion.
He does like wearing his Air Jordans and then picking the worst.
You know what isn't clear? The why behind it. We know, we assume it's because their kid wasn't playing. Right? Like that's the assumption.
I feel like these messages kind of make it pretty clear that that was part of it.
Yeah.
It's a power trip too.
Also, Claudio Reyna's comments about female referees, like saying like we need to get real male referees in and stuff. Like,
yeah, what is this? We got to take this more seriously.
That might be more of the reason why he was sort of shuffled at Austin FC.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, if you get off early, you're admitting Rangers are better than Celtic. Have a good night. Are we going to deal with the fact that that like nothing's going to happen? Worse is like, you know, someone got a job like, in U.S. soccer and was like, oh, I'm so excited to work with the sport. Where the hell did you like 45.
I'm asking the same thing.
He's a victim of banner ads on Facebook.
Yeah, clickbait.
With a last name like that, I'm asking the same question.
Yeah. You should change your last name to Green, Steve.
Yeah, do it. Anyway, like nothing's gonna happen. Nobody's gonna do anything.
Yeah,
it'll be the same.
Greg Berhalter might be the new manager.
Yeah, I saw that manager too. They came out and said like we don't know if this changes our direction for him.
No, they said he's still a candidate now.
What?
He's been cleared.
He's terrible.
He's a candidate.
His coach
name somebody better. They have they've had all this time and they haven't found anybody better that
Jose. Wants it.
I can name a bunch of people that are better, but no, the USSF isn't going to like it because they're not American.
Or related.
If you
related.
If you are a top manager
and with that, I'm out.
If you're a top manager looking for a great international job.
It's not the place where Danielle Reyna is sending me texts saying, play my son.
You need to think about the US, and apparently nobody has. So
yeah, they should put Ryan Reynolds in charge.
Yeah, he's about to get Wrexham out of the National League. So.
That's nuts.
I did see a funny comment. It was like, oh, they finally, you know, surpassed Knott's County. And they're like, someone's like, yeah, they're doing it on a championship budget. Like, they literally have, like, I would love to see what the numbers are for, like, net spend and net income on a yearly basis ever since Reynolds and Matt.
Have you watched that documentary?
I watched like four episodes and I liked it. I just
keep going.
Maybe I'll rewatch it. Was it not good?
Yeah, keep going.
The stuff
they're doing for that community is unreal. Like the amount of jobs and business they're bringing in is really pretty cool. It's really gonna be. It's gonna hit a point where they're gonna hate them because like they've changed the small Welsh town, but like it's unreal what they've been doing. So
I mean, TikTok alone gave Wrexham $2.5 million. And signed a 25-year stadium lease deal. Yeah, I don't know what the net spend is. Anyway, there's just too much of this drama from the U.S. men's national team.
And all we got to do now is bring in Jose Mourinho as manager.
That'd be awesome. I could picture Jose FaceTiming Danielle Reyna, her not knowing she's live on air.
You'll need to shut up.
There's one more thing that Greg Berhalter, in order to try and make up for what he did, which there's no excuse for, obviously.
But
he made Rosalind a mixtape.
What year was it?
92, I think, is when this occurred.
Can we get that mixtape?
What songs do you think are on Greg Berhalter's apology mixtape?
You have? Is that a thread? Or do you have the mixtape? Tell me you have the mixtape.
No, there's no. It's going to be, you're going to find it at a thrift store one year. End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
It's got to have Ja Rule on it. Ja Rule's got to be on there somewhere.
Ja is so silly.
Kicking It Old School.
You guys are too old for me.
Yeah,
this predates us, man.
I know. Well, it doesn't. 92 doesn't predate you.
That was 3, you hater. Yeah, I was not bumping Berhalter's mixtapes.
Anyway, yeah, that's something that I think we're going to pose a question. What songs do you think are on?
It's going to be a Spotify playlist that's for the public. You can just add to it, okay?
Yeah.
What you think Berhalter's playlist would be, just go out there and add to it. I'll add the first song. I'll invite these two, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Man, I'd be so pissed if it came to light that a CD I made for a chick right now.
That's the worst.
Yeah. 30 years
old skeletons out of his closet, bro.
He's from the windows to the walls.
No.
Oh, that's great.
It's terrible. All right. Nate, do you have a Where Are They Now?
Oh, Steve's not here.
Yeah. Dude, he quit. I can't believe it. He admitted he was better.
Yeah.
All right, sing.
Where are they now?
Phenomenal.
Steve's a little better at that than I am.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, keep your glasses on so I can see what you're looking at. He's blind.
I'm actually actively creating this playlist on.
Send me the link when you're done.
I'll put it out. I'm just putting one song in there, man.
Okay. This guy was born in September. I don't know what zodiac sign that is.
Alfonso Davies.
Yeah. Oh shit, you got it.
Could you imagine?
Are they Canadian?
No. I did do that with Meet You that one time. That should go down. That should go down as in Swift Kick's lore.
Is this is this person still playing?
No.
Did they retire in the last 5 years?
Right at the 5-year mark. Yep.
And now I got to do math.
Right on the 5-year mark?
Well, they play for Liverpool? Well, it's more like 6 years if you're including 23.
They retired at the end of the 2017-18 season?
End of the 2016-2017 season.
Okay. Did they retire from a Premier League club?
No.
Okay.
Are they Dutch?
No. But I was thinking about doing a Dutch. I do love my Dutch players. But no.
Heard it here first. Nate loves going Dutch. Are they European?
I don't know what that means. Yes, they're European.
So you split the bill.
It's a la carte. Is it a midfielder?
No.
Did they win a World Cup?
No.
Are they English?
No.
Are they German?
No.
French?
No.
Spanish?
We heard they're
in order to make this quicker, they were a runner-up for the World Cup.
Mm. This year?
They were a runner-up. I'm not saying
could
the year,
but
they
were. Retired 5 years ago. So that wouldn't be the last World Cup. It'd be two World Cups ago.
I mean, do you?
Right, because it would have been 8 years ago. So it would be the World Cup.
It was actually the 2018 World Cup. He was one of the weird ones that retired.
Oh, yeah, there's like a leap year in there somewhere.
Well, he retired from club first.
Retired from club before?
Yeah, he played. See, it was a 2018 World Cup. He was the runner-up.
He's Croatian?
Yes.
Did we say midfielder?
Ben asked, and I said no.
Striker?
Yeah.
Did they start in the World Cup final?
No idea.
That's a really hard question.
I'm gonna go ahead and say no. But I can find that right now. But my first instinct is no.
Oh, shit! It's number 17. Mandzukic.
You almost pronounced that correctly, but you're wrong.
Fuck. I quit. They only had one striker.
Does his name end in IC?
Yes, it does.
I almost asked what country it was from. Stupid idiot. Is it Pajaka?
I don't know who that is.
Me neither. I'm just listing players at this point that I'm reading.
All right, I need to redact a former statement because Wikipedia has laid their article out.
He didn't play in the 2018 World Cup, did he?
He was a part of the team. He was assistant manager. I'm sorry. The way this is laid out is really, really bad. Assistant manager is the same font as everything else. It's literally just blended together. So that is my fault. We should donate more to Wikipedia.
So what year did he retire?
2017.
Got it.
So it really wasn't that far off.
I don't think I'm going to get this one. I'm not going to lie.
You guys, we don't even know what country he predominantly played in.
Where did he predominantly play in?
Which country did he predominantly play in?
Yes or no is only, right?
Was that country Italy?
No.
Vukojevic.
No.
Didn't he just get sacked?
Not England, not Italy.
Are you still an assistant coach?
Yeah.
Croatia's assistant manager.
It sounds like Ben's got it, but he is afraid to say the answer because he's looked it up.
Well, I said I was looking it up.
Yeah.
It's not Mandzukic.
No.
Because he's also an assistant coach. And he was a striker.
It is not Mandzukic.
Are they goalie coach? Are they like random? Or are they just like an actual assistant manager?
Korluka. Vedran Korluka.
Once you guys get the club that he played, you know.
Oh, it's Vika Olic.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know who that is. I just read that off.
Alex, you know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, Ben. Okay.
Sorry I let you down. Shit.
He was a big guy.
Ben, cheers to you, dude. Cheers to you.
Thanks. Oh, he played for Bayern.
Yep. He was a big Germany guy.
Yeah.
So another news. And
he is currently the Croatian assistant coach.
What made you think of him?
How did
I was just kind of going from country to country. And when my buddies and I, when we were all watching Premier League in middle school and high school, we all hated each other because we all hated – he's a Chelsea fan, United fan. And we all kind of just settled on, yeah, let's all be Bayern fans because we all
kind of – who'd win in a fist fight?
And I followed Bayern there for a little bit. Olic Gomez. Who was the other one? I guess Klose played for Bayern.
Nice.
Good ones.
That's really random, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, and that's why I started giving hints, because I'm like, I don't think they're going to get this one.
Yeah. That's funny. He had a pretty, like, kind of traveling career, like, throughout Germany. Like, he was, like, Hamburg, I think.
I was surprised he was only at Bayern for 3 years. Yeah. That right there surprised. I thought he was there for at least 4 or 5.
Yeah. How old is he now?
43.
Okay.
And he looks pretty good from a picture last year.
Yeah, he's not too old. Sweet. Olic. I was only 3 letters away. 2 letters away, really. Yeah.
It's an itch.
Yeah, he's one of the itches.
He's one of those itches.
Olic has got the itch.
Bad itch.
Trash takes.
Yeah. Trash takes will start Friday, March 17th, Nottingham Forest, Newcastle, and will go through till Sunday the 19th, Arsenal and Crystal Palace.
Okay. So we're not doing the midweek games Wednesday?
Let's add the midweek games. I'm
skipping those. They're not really that good. They're not
okay. We'll throw them into the mix, but you're not going to use them.
Okay. You know what? I'm going Leeds to beat Wolves to make the relegation battle even more interesting.
Interesting.
Leeds to beat Wolves. They've both been so shit. Wolves have been so bad, too, even though they beat us 3-0.
It's going to be coming in hot.
Everton to tie Chelsea.
Ooh, Everton to tie Chelsea. Who'd you have? You had Wolves?
No, I had Leeds.
To beat Wolves. The Americans to beat Wolves. Mm-hmm. Everton to tie Chelsea. And I'm going to go ahead with Crystal Palace to draw Arsenal. You heard it here first.
Cool. Can you make so
the odds on that?
So real quickly, can you rename Bearhalter's makeup playlist to Bearhalter's makeup mixtape?
It's okay. You have the ability to edit. You're all collaborators.
Oh, sweet.
And again, that's a public playlist. So just you got to put yourself in his shoes. He's just kicked his missus, and he's apologizing in the early 90s. Please add songs.
Your just first song kicked was, his missus.
Your first song is Stand By Me by Ben King.
Yeah, hard to do when you're being kicked in the shin.
Podcast is going to hell. All
right. Yeah. Let's with end. That note, guys, hey, stand by us and we'll stand by you.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you, baby. Ricky Ricardo. Kill me back. Kill me back. Kill me back. Ricky Ricardo. Ricardo.